This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Mahomes is just hammered by Ndamukong Suh.
Butler and the Bears take over from the 26, pressured by Sue. Got an arm on him and brought him down. Ndamukong Suh throws Butler in the ground and he's shaken up. Loading it up. This is a much bigger concern as Cutler thrown to the ground by Sue.
Cutler rolling and looking. What a run, and he got hit hard. Flag on the play. And Ndamukong Suh gave him a forearm to the back.
Going to have to do it. Well, he gets stepped on right at the end of that play.
Twice he gets stepped on. That's Sue.
It hasn't been cordial over the years between me and Sue. You know, we've had some battles over the years. Frozen feet and didn't realize he was stepping on my calf. He's also played his own way, and that leads to some interesting conversations throughout the years.
I just refuse to kind of play a different way and kind of play with the rules. And I play within the rules, but I was still very aggressive and to the line. So why would I stop that?
Give a warm welcome to Detroit Lions superstar Ndamukong Suh.
That's how you bring him in. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. This is Raheemi and Harris on the score, and we get to talk to 13-year NFL defensive tackle, three-time first-team All-Pro, Super Bowl 55 champion, and the host of a new podcast called No Free Lunch, the man, the myth, the legend, the Nebraska Cornhusker, Ndamukong Suh. Thanks for joining us here on the score.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join you guys and have this lovely conversation.
And you called in early to our Twitch chat. You can see him as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score. The man was early today.
Well, see, the thing is, if you know his story, you know he's usually going to be early when it's important. He's obviously promoting this podcast, which he's proud of, and he wants to get off and get as many subscribers as possible. And Ndamukong, I was reading about how you got an introduction through your former college head coach to Warren Buffett, because you were right there playing at Nebraska, and you show up 2 hours early to his office to make sure that you made a good impression. Explain your thought process behind that and why that meeting was so critical for you.
Man, I love this question, because I think one thing that athletes and entertainers and a lot of people that are, most of the time people are moving on their schedule versus understanding what the real world is all about. And this is part of the podcast at No Free Lunch, is just understanding us as athletes, we're very blessed to have the successes that we've had. But at the end of the day, we have to grow out and be more advantageous of saying, hey, when you show up ready to go, be able to go into that board meeting room, be able to go into that meeting and talk the talk and be able to have that language, not have there be a language barrier from that standpoint. And I find it is ultimate respect when you show up on time, whether it's 5 minutes for a meeting or 2 hours in that case, where Warren Buffett was who I was meeting with. And thank God I was fortunate enough to Tom Osborne, who was our AD at the time, former Nebraska coach, that led me to be able to have that relationship.
What were your takeaways from that meeting?
Patience was probably the biggest lesson I've learned from Mr. Buffett over the years. And I mean, we've known each other now going on 15 years. And I was most recently at the Berkshire Hathaway meeting, got to sit in the manager section and with all the other great people that helped him build that company in Berkshire, to see that announcement of him kind of stepping down and passing the torch to Mr. Abel. So there's a lot of great things that I've learned from him, but I would say patience and consistency is probably the two most important pieces I always lives with me.
First of all, Omaha, underrated city in this country. And I know a lot of that has to do with all the wealth that is around there because of Berkshire Hathaway. But I loved my time there when I was there covering the NCAA tournament. But I want to talk about this podcast and why this has become a priority for you, why you wanted to get into this space. Because we see athletes starting podcasts all the time, but it usually has to do with the sport they played in or sports in general. That's everybody wants to be a talking head. This seems like it's very different.
Yeah, it is very, very much so different. And you're very right. A lot of athletes, entertainers, and people have gotten into the podcasting world because, one, it's great. You have your own platform. You're able to express unfiltered, unbiased communication to your fans and people in the world. And I really wanted to be able to lean into that to myself, but take it in a little bit different shape and focus, and really just having No Free Lunch be focused on really just financial freedom, education, all the learnings that I've been able to be around from all the amazing mentors, as you mentioned, Warren Buffett, whether it's Joe Moglia, Gary Shiffman, Jay Brown, all these different amazing mentors and all these lessons that I've learned. And even the most recent episode of different tidbits of the successes of like Larry Miller, starting from coming out of jail and having multiple times of trials and tribulations. And now he's running one of the most successful companies and the second largest shoe company in the world, in the Jordan brand, that I'm fortunate enough to be obviously a partner of. So it's very exciting to be able to have those conversations and share those tidbits and knowledge with people on an everyday basis and twice a week is what I'm excited about doing versus just talking about sports. I'll have my time to talk about sports later on in my career.
Well, we also talked to you about sports, as you know. I know you did an AMA as well, a Reddit Ask Me Anything, as we talked to Ndamukong Suh here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score about his podcast, No Free Lunch. Mark Cuban says, follow your effort, not your passion. And I feel like you touch on that as to why you were inspired to have this podcast. I was reading a story about why you decided to have it. And when you talk about how you were very interested in the contract process and you paid attention, how do you think that helped kind of shape what you thought you were going to do once your career was over?
It shaped a lot of it. I've always wanted to be known more successful off the field than on the field. And a little story for you guys, Detroit, in my opinion, when I first came out, really gave me the short end of the stick. I should have been paid more than Matthew Stafford because I was the next first round pick for them coming out in the draft. And I felt like I was going to be a cornerstone for them, but they didn't value me enough to say, hey, I want to be able to, you're not going to be paid more than our quarterback. And I said, fine, what I'll do is I will prove you guys right. Or wrong, excuse me, that I, at the end of the day, deserve to be considered one of the cornerstones like Calvin and all the other great players and Dominic Raiola and all those different guys. And when it came time in year five of my contract ended, they let me go to free agency and they didn't want to match it. And so I was fortunate enough to go down there to Miami with Stephen Ross and that amazing group. And actually now your guys' new head coach and Ben Johnson was down there with me in Miami.
Well, and we wanted to ask you about your impressions of Ben Johnson. You know, what can we expect to see here in Chicago?
I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding. He's done an amazing job, not only from the time when he was down there with me as quarterbacks coach and tight ends coach and wide receivers coach throughout the years in Miami, but has translated that into taking Jared Goff, who's a great quarterback who I was fortunate enough to get to a Super Bowl with when we were together in L.A., and done the amazing things of taking that team and organization, turning around in Detroit. And now I think he's going to be able to help Caleb get to his promised land. So I'm excited to watch those guys. And I've always loved the city of Chicago and wish I could have played there, but maybe one of my boys, once they get of age, can take that role in my hands.
There's a lot of nice offices here. You could set up shop with the new podcast. There's a lot of finance guys, as you know. I feel like you could fit in this next chapter.
No, there's no question about that. One guy a shout out to is John Rogers with Aerial Capital. I mean, those guys, him and Melody Hobson, have done an amazing job. I was just in Chicago maybe about 2 months ago meeting with them. So a lot of great, very sharp people that live in Chicago. So I look forward to visiting that city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
More.
Ndamukong Suh, the 13-year NFL defensive tackle, three-time first-team All-Pro, joining us here on Raheem and Harris, breaking down how the sharpest minds in sports manage their money on his new podcast, No Free Lunch. You can get that wherever you get your podcast. Ndamukong, it's been a few years since you played in the NFL now, your last year, 2022, with the Philadelphia Eagles. How much do you pay attention to football now that you are removed from it?
I play a good amount. I pay attention a good amount, not only because I work with Sky Sports on during the season. I'm usually over in London for the month of October for all the games. And when I announced the Super Bowl this past year in New Orleans for them. So I'm still in and around, not as much as everyday people or for yourself being involved in Chicago and the Bears. But I still spend some time and I try and mentor guys here and there that I see great value in and really hardworking folks.
Who are you paying attention to this season as the season starts and who do you like? And I ask that with this in mind. I love the idea of Aaron Rodgers on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. Yep. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, we'll start there. So I think, funny enough, I think potentially on paper, the Steelers have one of the best secondaries. I know they got rid of Micah, but they replaced him in quote unquote with Ramsey for a quality player. And then Darius Slay, a former teammate who was with me and just won a Super Bowl in Philly. I mean, that's a great pickup. And then, I mean, they had the trade for, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but coming up from Seattle. But ultimately, I think there's a lot of great players. I mean, Justin Madubuike from a defensive perspective, they got to pay TJ Watt. Talking about the Steelers again, I mean, they'd be behoove themselves not to give that man all the money in the world for what he's been able to do over the years for them. So there's a lot of interesting pieces, but again, it's all on paper right now. So you got to get through camp, get through hopefully not having any injuries and get to week one and see what you can do.
Yeah, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, excuse me. Yeah, no. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
You're trying to keep track of finances. You're trying to keep track of markets. You're trying to keep track of football. That's a lot of mental scaffolding, as they like to say, as we continue to talk to Ndamukong Suh, who has created a new podcast called No Free Lunch. Of course, we want to ask somebody whose job was to wreck shop when it came to offensive game plans. What also you might think of Caleb Williams and just his future, not just with the Bears from a playing standpoint, but knowing that he is similar to you in the financial aspect of this. You know, I know there was talk about him getting paid as an LLC, for example. He started up a fund as well. What do you think of him both on the field and then also off the field, akin to what you're doing right now?
No, I love it, to be honest with you. And I know his coaches are probably cringing with me saying this, but at the end of the day, let the young man continue to blossom and grow outside of sports. The reason being is because they will soon realize that him being able to take his mind off of football, but also still being able to be focused, will only make him sharper when it comes to playing football at a high level. That's what helped me as an individual. If I didn't have all the other ancillary things that I was doing outside of football, I would have been bored out of my mind sitting in meetings, watching film. But I found a process and oriented myself to be able to complete and be prepared for every single Sunday or Monday whenever we were playing. And then I spent my other time focusing on all these business endeavors that I wanted to be, whether that was sitting with, again, Warren for meetings, or General Atlantic, or Andreessen Horowitz, or Marcy Venture Partners, from a fund perspective, building my own development company over the last 10 years with my father and a close family friend that owns a $1 billion construction company here in Portland. So those things allowed me to be great in football and play at a long period of time, but also create generational wealth for my kids and my family. And then also helping, you talk about wanting to help your friends and family and finding jobs, will help me go start this business and run and operate this business versus just being on my payroll.
We know that the NFL stands for not for long for so many people. You are blessed to play for 13 years. Now that you're done, I have to ask you, what's your best piece of financial advice for us, just the common people? I asked this and also want to fold in Mike Floro, we just had on from Pro Football Talk. He said, ask him what stock he should buy.
I'm not a huge stock picker, but if I were to pick one for you guys, I mean, I think Nike is an amazing organization and they're going to continue to grow. Elliott Hills, who's a close family friend of mine, and actually I was fortunate enough, he allowed me to, one, we had a deal. He gave me a parking spot and I was an intern with him in 2012 when he was running North America, but now he's running the entire company. So if I would pick one stock, that would be one in Nike. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's being able to be smart and understand, one, get the education and what you want to get involved in. And then once you understand that, then go full force and don't be afraid to dive fully into it.
And of course, we also want to ask you what your memories are about playing against the Bears with the various teams that you were with in the league.
I think my most memorable moments was beating up on Jay Cutler. and then he became my teammate down in Miami, and we actually became good friends. I wish Aaron Rodgers and I had an opportunity to play on the same team. Maybe he would understand me a little bit better of why I was giving him a hard time all the time over our years. But overall, I mean, Chicago again, I mean, it was, even though they were a rival when I was playing in Detroit and really any other team when I was playing against them, I've always loved walking in and around that city, even till this day. I was there this last May for my little sister's graduation from Loyola, getting her PhD, and just people just show so much love and respect for me. So I've got a ton of love for the city of Chicago and wish them the best. And hopefully they can get a championship under Caleb and Ben Johnson sometime soon.
Well, first, congratulations to your sister. And then secondly, how did that go? Were you and Jay end up being cool? Like, what was that initial conversation like to the end product?
It's funny because, one, I think he was a little nervous just to be.
Well, yeah.
they have their preconceived notions of me, but I actually set up a dinner for me, him, and Jarvis Landry. We had dinner right before camp started, and just I wanted to break the ice, and this is part of growth from my perspective as being a leader, and I was obviously there before him and trying to help turn that organization around. And so, I mean, we just broke bread, had some wine, enjoyed each other, got to know each other. And I mean, it was probably one of our best seasons down there. And it was a lot of fun. I think he's a great human being and I got a lot of respect for him.
Love that. This has been such a great conversation. Ndamukong Suh, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Ndamukong. We really appreciate it. And good luck with this new podcast. Excited to take a listen and see what you have to say to all of us on the No Free Lunch podcast that you have started up, talking about financial literacy for all.
And Warren Buffett preaching patience. Yes. Thank you so much, Ndamukong, for the time and for the extended conversation.
No problem. Appreciate you guys. And hopefully I'll see you guys sometime soon in person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.